sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rice. 40-20 blackbirds, and here's what they cry. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Nord, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators. Nord presents The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Ladies and gentlemen, hiya.
Hiya, Red. Well, another day, another dollar.
Stop bragging about your salary. You know, money's not everything. It's what my sponsor tells me every week when he pays me off with a hearty handshake.
You know, Skelton, you're a clown at heart.
What did you say?
I said loan me $10.
I'm glad you like me.
They like that suit you're wearing, too.
That's the same one I had on last week.
Did you have it altered, or did you just fill in those loose parts of potatoes again?
Look, his own hand like wool. Boy, this guy always pimply things. We're going to miss you around here, boy.
Well, I was only kidding,
sure. I don't mind you getting a little laugh now and then.
Yeah? But you know, that does look like one of those suits you buy for $20 and they give you an overcoat with it.
Oh.
Now, don't be offended, Red. I like it.
That's a nice suit.
In fact, I'd like to have it for myself.
You would? Really a nice suit. I bought it in Paris last summer. The coat is to be worn off the shoulder, if you like, you see.
Uh-huh.
The material's kind of thin. You have to wear a petticoat with it.
But I'd like to buy it. How much do you want for it?
Well, I wouldn't think of selling it. I'm too attached to it.
I'll give you $50 for it.
Sold. I'd rather be attached to $50.
It's a deal. I just bought your suit.
Yeah, well, do you want the tear? You want the 10-pair pants? I say tear pair. One's already torn.
Ten pair of pants?
Yeah, the tailor used a needle made out of the carbon copy. Is this going to be shortwave to Tokyo? Our first peace program.
Yeah.
Say, you like this suit, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
I wore it down to Palm Springs last week, and I was the hit of the swimming pool.
You went swimming with your suit on?
Well, of course. I don't want to be indecent.
Why didn't you wear your bathing suit?
I put it on, but it looks awful. It's all worn out at the knees and... Don't sit around the ankles anymore. Somebody stole all of my lace off of it.
How was your plane trip down to Palm Springs?
I got a little air sick.
Yeah.
Curtis came up to me and she said, would you like to step out on the wing for a few minutes?
Yeah.
She said, just imagine we're 30,000 feet in the air.
What did she say?
She said she was surprised. She said, maybe that's why those other passengers didn't come back. Then she says, how would you like to come over to my house some night and see my collection of briefcases?
Did you go up for it with the pilot?
Yeah. Only for a few seconds, though. I said I was a little nervous.
Yes.
And I said, hey, does this gas gauge here, it reads empty. Does that mean anything? He says, not to me. I got a parachute. Yeah, I got off. I was so green, a lady came up, opened my mouth, tried to mail a letter in it. See, we just remind each other of old jokes. I wish I had a parachute. I'd bail out of this script right now. Hey, pilot told me a joke, though. This is really good. A joke about two guys that stammered and stuttered, and they worked in a blacksmith shop, see?
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy standing there, and he's got a big pair of pliers, and he's holding this piece of iron in the fire, and he says, "Hey, Joe, get ready to hit, smack this thing." And the guy says,
"Don't worry," says, "I'll be there."
So he flips the piece of iron over on the anvil, and he says,
"Come on, hit."
Smack it!
Well, I said, "Hey, Joe, you want me to hit it with the large sledge or the small one?"
The other guy said, "Forget it, it's cold now."
Now the Smith twins will sing "Oceana Roll."
Billy McCoy was the musical boy. On the cruise to Alabama, he was there. I met Deanna like a fish down in the sea. Oh, when he went to Boston Harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that raggy notion, such a syncopated motion lovingly. No one could sleep well there on the deep when Billy cut loose out to sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and does, of course, through a turn. See that smoke so bright, see from that old smokestack. It's floating like to heaven and it will come back. Here and there you see a stool and a chair, a slipping round the cabin shouting, "I don't care." The hammer starts a-swinging, the bells begin a-ringing. While he's sitting at that piano, there on the Alabama, playing that Oceana Roll. England or Spain, it was always the same. He'd be there on that piano on the cruise through Alabama every morning, noon, and night. He would keep it up with all his might. Every time he started playing, all the boys would start a sway, and everyone would keep a saying, "Don't you stop! Sailors, take care, all your sailors beware, for Bill will play on till you drop." Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and does, of course, through a turn. See that smoke so black, see from that old smokestack. It's floating like to heaven and it won't come back. Here and there you see a stool and chair, a slipping round the cabin shot, but I don't care. The hammer starts swinging, the bells begin to ring, and while he's sitting at that piano, there on the Alabama, playing that Oceana Roll. Sitting at that piano, there on the Alabama, playing that Oceana Roll.
You've heard me say this so often. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord. Are you missing, for instance, if you don't see the newest Nord's refrigerator, the Jet Self-Defroster? Well, for one thing, if you don't see Nord, you've missed seeing defrosting that's really advanced. This new Nord melts frost so fast, even ice cream stays hard in the big frost-top freezer. And it defrosts every night, whether you're at home or not. Because, you see, Nord's jet defrosting doesn't depend on how often you open the refrigerator door. And it's so clean. There's no complicated system of drain pipes to invite clogging or corrosion. It's the neatest, most practical self-defrosting system of all. And why not? Nord is the originator and world's largest manufacturer of self-defrosting refrigerators. This new Nord has all sorts of extra conveniences and space-stretching innovations, too. But the way to prove that is to ask your Nord dealer to show you the new Jet Self-Defroster. Because, as I said before, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
From the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled "Travel is So Broadening." Chapter 1 called "There's One on Every Boat," and it stars Willie Lumplump.
Oh, it's wonderful strolling around the deck on a beautiful day like this. Just smell that salt air. You smell the denatured alcohol. Somebody just threw an empty bottle out of that lifeboat. I'll pull the canvas cover back and see who's in there.
All right, fat boy, let's not get nosy.
Willie Lump-Lump, what are you doing on this ship?
Well, if you must know, I feel like Sam Small.
Yeah?
I'm going on my honeymoon cruise with my wife, better known as The Thing.
A honeymoon cruise? But you've been married for 10 years.
I know. We were never able to go on a honeymoon before, and we didn't have anyone to leave her mother with. When I got married, I came home with 2 tickets to Niagara Falls. And my wife's mother said, "What's the matter, Willie, dear? Aren't you going with us?" I said, look, Cold War, yeah. Let's get this straight. Let's get off on the right foot. These are our honeymoon tickets. And did you know that 3 days later I got a postcard that said, "Having a wonderful time, wish you were with us."
Well, tell me, what are you going to do about your job while you're away?
What's that?
I said, what are you going to do about your job while you're away?
Oh, stop looking for it till I get back, I guess.
You mean you're still looking for a job?
Yeah, and it gets pretty discouraging at times. It seems like there's always somebody that wants to hire me.
Well, don't you want to work, Willie?
Sure I want to work. I just don't want to let my buddies down at the unemployment compensation line. I don't want them to think that I am a quitter.
Well, if you're out of work, how can you afford to go on an ocean voyage?
I collected the deposits on all my empties.
Well, tell me something. Do you like to sail, Willie?
Yeah, boy, I was really sailing last night, boy. I had a pretty rough time, a pretty rough time. I don't know where I was or what I did, but I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Willie, when I asked if you liked to sail, I meant on a boat.
Well, why didn't you change so? Sure, I like to sail on boats. I used to be a captain of an ocean liner, you know.
You were the captain of an ocean liner?
Well, it wasn't exactly an ocean liner. It was more of a private yacht.
You were the captain of a private yacht?
Well, it wasn't exactly a yacht. Now that you mention it, it was more than a tagboat. Tugboat.
A what?
It was a tagboat. We used to run rum.
Oh?
And every time a cop would tag us, we were dead. Tugboat.
A what?
All right, wise guy. So I used to sit on the back of a dinghy with an egg beater.
Just as I thought, you don't know anything about boats.
Don't you kid yourself. My little boy has a bathtub filled with boats. I know all about them. There's nothing but boats in my bathtub. Did you know that last night I was in the tub and a submarine came by and I was torpedoed?
Willie, you ought to stop drinking that stuff.
I didn't. Did you hear? I gave it up a month ago. I drink nothing now but fruit juice.
You got in that condition just from drinking fruit juice?
Oh, yes, of course. I give it plenty of time to ferment. Say, how about coming down to my stateroom and wishing my wife a bum boy? Bon voyage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bon voyage. The I speak French.
Really?
A reservoir.
Okay, I'll go with you, Willie. Is your stateroom on the top deck?
Well, not exactly. Follow me. It's right down these little stairs here. These sailors call it a ladder. It's really a stair, see? I had to pull strings to get these reservations. Here, strike a match. From now on, it starts getting dark. Something tells me I'm going to have a tough time striking up a canasta game. Follow me. Watch your step.
Willie,
dark in here.
Willie, you must be traveling 10th class.
Okay, here's my stateroom. Now step back while I see if my wife is in a good humor.
Oh, wifey dear, put your boy at home.
Oh, hurry, say hello while she's in a good mood.
Which brings us now to Chapter 2 of Travelers So Broadening. This concerns a slightly dishonest politician, San Fernando Lynn, who is about to board a plane while being serenaded by musicians local 7-11.
Thank you, Pat. Who lovely serenade.
You guys must hate Petrillo.
My friends, and you are my friends, believe me when I say that a friend in need is a friend in death. You'll never know what it does to see you all gathered here to bid me farewell. Adieu.
Au revoir.
Scram. It's really touching. Really touching. And I'm mighty happy to see all you city officials present. The police commissioner, the DA, the Funko Squad. Don't worry, I'm getting out of town as fast as I can. Am I getting through to you? My purpose for taking this trip aboard is to report to all you fellow Americans just what's coming off in Europe. I'll repeat, just to report to you what's coming off in Europe. And when I get to Paris, I'll go to the Follies Brigier every night. Just so I can make this report. This is not a political trip, and my expenses are not being paid by you taxpayers. No, sir, this is money I stole myself. Just remember, you're looking at a man who was born poor, and I'll die poor. But in between, I'm going to be as rich as I know how. That's a brilliant statement. I see we have some of the ladies and gentlemen from the press. I was just wondering if, remember, this speech is off the record. I memorized it from the record that my political boss made.
Your Honor, I'm a reporter from the New York Bugle.
You can blow.
My paper supported you in the last election.
Oh, then Barnum was right. You supported me, eh? Your editor thinks I'm the man for the office, eh?
Oh, yes, indeed. He has pictures of you all over the walls of his padded cell.
Oh, yes, I met him. He's the guy with the hat on.
I represent the New Jersey milker.
Well, you got quite a pull with me, boy.
My editor thinks that you're politically corrupt, that you're low down, no good rat, and should be exterminated.
Now, why don't he just say that you don't like me and stop beating around the bush?
Tell me, how do you stand on the crime situation in this country?
Take it from me, brother, crime does not pay. And neither does television. Crime don't pay like it used to. I know, last year I barely made expenses. Well, I'll see. Oh, my plane's ready to take off. I got to get aboard now. I know that you hate to see me. Oh, stop shoving there, will you? I find it hard to tear myself away with this guy trying to slip handcuffs on me here. Stop shoving, will you? Remember, voters, when I return, I'm going to put in a new bill. I'm going to present a bill to the House for room and board. Stop shoving, will you? I'm getting on there. Oh, goodbye.
And now, David Rose and his orchestra play the popular While We're Young. Thank you. for our weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Here's how to keep brown sugar from getting dried out and lumpy. Just empty the brown sugar into a covered glass jar and store it in your Norge refrigerator. It'll stay soft indefinitely.
Couldn't you keep the jar in the Norge Hydrovoir?
That's the best place. And there's plenty of room, for the new Hydrovoir is as wide as the Norge, with removable dividers. Actually, three moist pull drawers in one.
Of course, you can get this full-width Hydrovoir in the new Norge Jet Self-Defroster model. And you get a cross-top freezer that holds up to 52.5 pounds of frozen food. And a regular pantry of adjustable, movable shelves inside, plus more room in the handy door. The handy door has built-in shelves for bottles and packages, a roomy egg nest, and a butter bank that keeps a whole pound of butter ready to spread. All this and really advanced Norge Jet Self-Defrosting. Let's be honest, there are other refrigerators on the market, but you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Our third chapter on travel concerns a mother who is just returning from an ocean voyage with her offspring, Junior, the mean little kid.
Oh, boy, home again. Boy, am I glad to get off of this tub. Everybody's nuts. The captain yells, all our hands on deck. I put my hands on deck and everybody step on
me. Now watch your step going down the gangplank. I don't want you to slip and fall.
Oh?
Somebody might step on you and sprain their ankle.
Yes. Check your voice.
Oh, goodness, this gangplank certainly is slippery.
Yes.
And then he slipped twice.
Yes. Oh, look. Oh, look at that crowd slide down the gangplank. I thought they were never going to step on them banana peels I dropped.
Junior, I should have guessed this would happen when I let you out of your portable cage.
Yes. When I was only trying to be helpful, I heard these people say that when they got off of this boat, they were going to kiss the American soil. So when I got them on to make sure that they kept the promises, that's all.
Where did you get that stock of bananas? You're getting too smart for your britches.
Look. Down in that cargo hole, they got everything you can think of. I saw $1 million worth of Russian furs. Hey, I'm going to start a new slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down the pinch. Stop buying their mints.
Now, come on. We're holding up the line.
Well, don't be so nasty. You should be happy we're back in America. Smile. After all, you had the most beautiful teeth in the world.
Oh, Junior, do you really think I have beautiful teeth?
Yes, I do. Boy, think of the investment you made. Best one you ever made.
Now, Junior, let's not have any trouble.
No trouble.
And at the same time, when we get in the customs office, please keep your corny answers to yourself.
I wonder if Whistler had this kind of trouble with his mother.
All right, now, Junior, they're going to inspect our luggage.
Yeah, let me declare something. No junk, something worthwhile. Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about this diamond ring I bought in Paris?
Oh, you're one you're not going to tell Pop about?
Yes. Now, don't lose it. Put it in your pocket and hold on to it.
Oh, well, here comes the
Is this your luggage, madam?
Oh, yes, sir, it is.
May I have the keys, please?
Oh, yes. Let me see. They're here in my purse somewhere.
Yeah, never mind. Open it. I'll unlock it with my hammer here. I'll unlock it with the hammer.
Junior, just you wait till I tell your father.
He knows that trick. He opens safes that way.
Well... Everything seems to be in order in this trunk. Now I'll just have to look in this smaller trunk here.
Well, I suppose you've guessed by now that was mine. The few trinkets I brought back, you see, for the kids on a juvenile jury.
Hey, Lorene, Junior.
Well, look who's coming over here. Rod O'Connor.
Hello, Lorene. Welcome home.
Thank you, Rod. It's certainly good to be back and see this wonderful country again.
Yeah, fat boy. Step aside. I want to see it, too.
Oh, Lorene, I see you brought Junior back with you. I was sort of hoping...
I know what you was hoping, but don't blame Mummy. She tried her best to lose me, but she couldn't do it, boy.
Junior, that's wrong. I didn't try to lose you.
Oh, no? Then how about the time in Italy when we visit the Leaning Tower of Pisa? You told me to hold it up while you ran for help. Lucky I caught up with you 2 days later.
You're making that up.
No, I have not.
Did you have a good time in Europe, Lorraine?
Not so good. They got wise to me in Italy, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took one look at me and they say, poison, poison.
No, that's not poison. That's paison.
Well, if you're going to talk like that, you let's have a spot of teeth.
Oh, you should have been with us in France.
Yeah, we saw Maurice Chevalier.
You did?
Not all of him. Just his lower lip hanging out the window.
Come on, Junior, let's go.
Well, I'll drive you home, Marie.
Why, you a whip? Hey. Hey, Mommy, you know that pet frog that I bought in France is missing? It must have jumped out of me pocket.
Well, you'll never find it in this crowd. I'll buy you another one.
You sure you don't want to look for this one?
No, I'm tired. Why should I waste my time searching for an old frog, anyway?
I'll tell you why. Because he swallowed you diamond ring, and they're both hopping around on his pier somewhere.
Oh, no! Oh!
Junior, your mother's fainted. Help me revive her.
Let her go.
Yeah, we'll revive her, and you can revive me after she find out I was only kidding. And then you can have to come over and help revive Pop when he find out how much he paid for that ring. Oh, we're going to have quite a revival hour tonight.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Make it a point to stop by your local Norge dealers. Ask to see the newest Norge refrigerator, the beautiful Jet Self-Defroster. See how this new Norge defrosts itself automatically every 24 hours before even ice cream can melt. See all its extra space, extra value features. Yes, see the new Norge Jet Self-Defroster refrigerator at your Norge dealers right away. And now until next week,
this is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.